Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Before I became an owner of Liberty Coin Service, I worked as a certified public accountant. Although I no longer practice, I do keep up with pending changes in tax and labor laws. The U.S. Department of Labor last year issued proposed changes to overtime compensation regulations. I quickly learned of this proposal through my CPA connections. At the time, I commented that the coming enormous overhaul in how employers pay their workers would negatively impact almost every business and the majority of employees nationwide. The final regulation was issued last week to take effect December 1st. There are only minor tweaks from the original proposal. Only now is this new regulation getting major coverage from the American media. The attention is probably too little, too late. Barring a last-minute act of Congress, this new regulation will damage businesses and workers alike. The federal government pretends that the regulation will only affect just over 4 million workers. However, it actually mandates that virtually all employers modify their record-keeping systems to track compliance with the new regulation for hourly compensation rates and hours worked for upwards of 100 million employees. This enormous increase in the paperwork burden will hurt business bottom lines. As a consequence, some businesses will be forced to forego adding new employees or even lay off existing staff. As for the workers, the regulation allows employers to cut hourly wage rates so that total compensation for hours worked will remain unchanged from current levels. Though only a few million workers may directly see hourly rates reduced as a result of this new regulation, that will create pressure to restrain or cut compensation rates for other workers not directly affected. Alternatively, employers could convert existing full-time workers into part-time staff to avoid having to pay the overtime rate. Such a change could also result in cutting worker fringe benefits. I think the politicians and bureaucrats in Washington know that this new regulation will damage the U.S. economy and reduce workers' incomes. Is this why the effective date was delayed until after the elections? Don't you wish the rest of the media would tell you these details? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.